My name is Matt Ryan, joined on the phone right now. Always great catching up and chatting with Nicole Ray. Nicole, thanks so much for your time today. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks so much, Matt.
Anytime, Nicole. So I want to ask you about your most recent tune, Guilty. I love this song. It's a great tune. Can you tell us a little bit about the story behind it and how kind of Guilty came to be?
Well, thank you very much. I'm so glad you love it. I actually wrote this in Nashville with the producer of the song, Douglas Romano, and another very talented writer by the name of Crystal Lee, but she's currently going by Audi, which is O-U-D-I. You can check out her music as well. She just put out a new single on the same day. So I was down in Nashville writing with the two of them, and I was actually watching this TV show at the time called Good Trouble, and one of the characters works in the law field. So there was like a lot of legal jargon throughout the show, and like they were always going to court. So this was kind of on my mind as I was going into the write. And when I got into the room, I was laughing with Crystal saying, like, I really want to write a love song today, except all I can think about is going to court. And like, I don't know how to pair those two things together. And she was like, well, you know, sometimes we have that love that we feel is like so good, it just feels like it should be illegal. And I was like, that's it. That's how we write the song. And Guilty came to life.
I love it. I love hearing how the story behind it and how tunes come to be. And again, this is a great song. And I believe I saw you post on social media recently. Is there a music video coming out soon, Nicole?
There is. Actually, just before this call, I was uploading it to YouTube. So it's going to be coming very, very soon. Keep your eyes on the socials.
All right. Awesome. We are looking forward to that. I saw that posted just recently. So looking forward to seeing the music video coming out here shortly. So I saw you also recently posted on Instagram at the end of this month, I believe. I want to ask you a little bit more about a songwriting retreat is it an all-female songwriting retreat coming up in where? Costa Rica? Well, tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, I'm so excited. So my dear friend Jacqueline, who's an amazing songwriter as well, invited me to be a part of this. And it's an all-female songwriting retreat. It's going to take place in Costa Rica at the end of February, February 24th to March 1st. And so I'm so excited to be heading there. I get to teach some workshops while I'm there about songwriting and being a female in the industry, but also just get to enjoy, write some wonderful music while I'm there, and just enjoy the beach. I mean, what a great place to write some tunes. If any ladies listening would like to come write some songs on the beach, we got a couple of spots left, but it's almost sold out. So make sure you check out the links on my socials if you want to come along.
Yeah, no, I was wondering if there was any spots still available. So that's very cool, because I know you also host like a songwriters round, an all female music songwriters round. How's that been going for you?
Great. Yes, I absolutely love what I do. That I get to, you know, enjoy all this amazing female talent once a month. If you're in the Oakville area, which maybe people listening are not, but if you're in Ontario, stop by the Moonshine Cafe.
Absolutely.
We're there once a month, and we always have different female artists and songwriters on the lineup, and it's honestly my favorite show. It's my favorite thing as part of my job. I love just getting to discover new female talent, and we have so much female talent in country music.
Absolutely.
Especially in Canada. So there's lots of great people to be discovered.
Absolutely. That is so awesome. Very, very cool. Again, joined right now by Nicole Ray. Now, Nicole, I love catching up with you, love chatting with you. You and I, one of the things we have in common is we love the spooky side of life. So to speak.
Yes.
So I wanted to bring this up because you're a part of a relatively new podcast called Ghouls Country Club. Now, I haven't heard the second episode because I know it just recently came out. I want to say the other day. I know the second episode came out recently. I heard the debut episode. I listened to that. Tell us a little bit about the podcast. People want to check that out. What it's kind of all about. It might kind of give away a lot of what it's about in the title. But tell us a little bit about the podcast and how that's been going for you.
Well, thanks so much for listening to our first episode. And yes, our second episode just dropped this week, so everybody can go check that out. With our special guest was Peter Perez, as he has a new tune coming out. And it's been so much fun. So I started this with Sam Dabbs, who's a writer and artist in the country industry as mm-hmm. well. And we both have that huge love for all things spooky in the spooky season. So we thought it would be really fun to kind of pair our love of music and spooky together to start this podcast. So yeah, so it's a little bit focusing on country music and artists. We're going to have different guests on to talk about the music they have coming up. Mm-hmm. But it will always have a little bit of haunting. So we talk spooky stories. We ask the artists that we have on the show whether they've ever had any sort of spooky experiences with ghosts or anything in their mm-hmm. own lives. And yeah, it's been really, really fun so far. So hopefully if you haven't yet, just head to my link and you can go check out episode 2.
Fantastic. It is a wonderful idea. I absolutely love it. I talk a lot of spooky stuff, especially around Halloween, but I appreciate the season round spookiness with this podcast and everything going with it. So I advise everyone to check it out. Again, the new or the second episode, the newest episode is out now where you get your podcasts. And again, Nicole has links to that on her socials. If people do kind of want to follow along with what you're up to, I know you're posting to Instagram. Is that the main place people can follow along? You on TikTok as well? How can people follow along with what you're up to?
I'm on all the things, all the socials, but yeah, Instagram is usually where I post most of my updates. So it's at Nicole Ray Music on Instagram, but it's also at Nicole Ray Music with two Y's, don't forget, mm-hmm. across all platforms. So Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, or X, whatever it's called now, right, all the things, right. So you can follow me.
Right. Fantastic. Nicole, before we let you go, we talked a little bit about this before we went on air here. You're going to be playing an upcoming tour here in just a little bit. What's kind of 2024 looking like for you? Are you planning to be very busy playing a lot of live shows? Obviously, you're going to Costa Rica coming up at the end of the month. What's kind of 2024 looking like for you as a whole?
Yeah, I'm excited to jump in with a tour right off the top of 2024. It starts on Saturday. I'm headed out on the road with one of my favorite artists of all time, Mackenzie Lee Meyer. If you haven't checked mm-hmm. out her music, make sure you do. We're going to be here in Ontario for some dates and then heading out to Alberta. So if you're listening from out there, we'd love to see you. And yeah, 2024 is going to be busy, but I think it's going to be a little bit of a different year for me in terms of just what's coming and what I'm going to do with my music going forward. I'm definitely going to be playing a lot of shows this year, but I am going to be taking like a tiny step back just to sort of refocus as to what the next thing is going to be, because now that Guilty is out, I just want to make sure the next music is even bigger and better and mm-hmm. definitely on this country rock vein.
We are looking forward to what is on the way from you, and it sounds like it's going to be a busy year, especially playing a lot of live shows coming up in the next little bit. Nicole, it's always fantastic chatting with you. I wish you all the best. Have a great time in Costa Rica. I know that's going to be awesome. Enjoy the sun, and I'm sure we'll catch up again very soon. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Matt. Always a joy chatting with you.